New Jersey is one of a number of states trying to tighten gun laws following the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. This week, the state assembly in New Jersey passed a number of measures. The Democratic-controlled Senate will take up the bills next, and New Jersey's governor, who's a Democrat, has voiced his support. The provisions include a limit on the magazine capacity of guns and a ban on ammunition capable of penetrating body armor. No surprise, these changes are controversial. Alexander Rubian is president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He was one of a number of people who protested outside the statehouse this week, and he has pledged to sue the state if the measures pass. Hi, Alexander.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Thanks for being here. We want to go through some of the provisions to hear specifically why you oppose them. One provision would limit the magazine capacity on guns to 10 rounds. So that means that somebody who wants to shoot more than 10 bullets at a time could not legally do that. Do you oppose that?
Absolutely. It limits an ability for a woman specifically to be able to defend herself.
Against whom?
It could be against one individual or five or six other individuals. We've had instances in New Jersey where specific towns were targeted in home invasions where 5 to 8 people were breaking into people's houses to cause violence.
So you think in that case that one person would need to fire more than 10 rounds of ammunition at a time?
Well, it depends on the circumstances. You know, we don't have a magic wand here or a magic ball here to figure out what the circumstances are. But why should any individual be limited to how they could be able to defend themselves?
Should there be any limit at all as to how many rounds a gun could fire?
Well, individuals should have the ability to protect themselves. Criminals obviously are going to commit crimes no matter what. What happened in Parkland, that individual used 10-round magazines. So to make the argument that it's okay to commit violence and horror with 10-round magazines is just losing sight on the issue.
A number of Republican state lawmakers are pushing for a different bill in New Jersey for bulletproof doors. Others have called for arming teachers. Is that what you would like to see?
Well, they're not calling to arm teachers. They're trying to change the law so that teachers, like the ones that are in my organization, that are competitive shooters and very proficient when it comes to self-defense and shooting firearms, won't be barred by federal or state laws to be able to protect the students.
But let me ask you this. There are people who have spoken out against these moves in New Jersey who are saying, look, something has to change. We have to stop demonizing the other side, no matter what the other side is. Do you think that anything has to change? I mean, you can't be any happier than anybody else about what we're seeing in terms of violence, not just in schools.
No, absolutely not, yeah.
But of course, but other places as well. So what do you think should change?
Well, the only thing that should be changing is that government enforce the laws that are already on the books. You know, the fact of the matter is that the people that in New Jersey are being arrested with firearms, the first offense that they plea bargain away are the actual illegal possession of a firearm. So if we wanted to be really firm on quote-unquote gun violence and reduce the amount of deaths, we should start convicting and prosecuting the people that are actually committing the crimes and not going after law-abiding citizens that, you know, just want to exercise their constitutional protected right.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I know you're a champion of the Second Amendment. That's written into the name of your organization. The Second Amendment doesn't say what kind of ammunition you can have, how much ammunition you can have, how many bullets you can have in a magazine. This is not something addressed by that. So how do you see this as an infringement of your rights?
First, if you're limiting an individual's ability to protect themselves for self-defense purposes, wouldn't you want that person to have the maximum ability to defend themselves?
In keeping with the threat. Militia that's at your door, that's one thing.
Well, you can't predict that. I mean, where is the next terroristic threat going to occur? If there's one person or if there's 100 people on my front door looking to commit violence against me, you know, I should have the greatest ability to protect myself.
Does it bother you when we hear about, when we talk about law-abiding citizens, and the vast majority of gun owners are indeed law-abiding citizens? Nicholas Cruz in Florida was a law-abiding citizen.
Nicholas Cruz had many red flags, and that was a massive failure on the government's part that now the Democrats and the left are looking to expand those powers for the same government that failed on Nicholas Cruz.
Wait a minute. Just get back to Mr. Cruz himself. I mean, when we're talking about whether or not he should have access to those guns, he did have access. So instead of talking about the Democrats or Republicans, I mean, what could we do about something like that that would have prevented what happened?
There were many red flags that should have been reported that would have prevented Mr. Cruz from being able to acquire, possess, and own firearms.
So do you support wider background checks?
No, the argument here is that the background checks we had in place that was supposed to be based off of the reporting of the government, reporting of the schools, mental health professionals, that infrastructure, that system failed. That was a government error. That wasn't an error of lack of laws.
I wonder if you're surprised at the momentum that has resulted from that particular shooting in Florida.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that their agenda is to ban the Second Amendment and to repeal the Second Amendment.
Do you really believe that?
It's their words, not mine.
That's the words of some people, but it's definitely not there in the proposal that we see in New Jersey or any other state to ban the Second Amendment. That's not what is being talked about.
Well, they know there'd be a massive outcry.
It's also not an effort.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, in New Jersey, we have no Second Amendment. In New Jersey, you're very limited to the types of firearms you're able to purchase. I mean, I'm limited to a lot of different types of guns that I would like to personally own, but I can't because they're banned and illegal in New Jersey. They wouldn't, you know, our argument and our position is always going to be there's enough laws on the books. Let's work on making sure those are being enforced and our databases are updated with any individual that could be a threat through mental illness or some type of violent crime.
Alexander Rubin is president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.